On August 9th, Microsoft sent out word that it had repaired a security gap in Windows 2000. The company told its software users that if you download this fix, you'll be fine. But in just a few days, computer hackers figured out how to attack those Windows 2000 users who had not yet managed to close that security loophole. On Tuesday, media organizations like ABC News and the New York Times were paralyzed, at least for a while, by so-called worms that even knew how to destroy each other. Joining us now is Declan McCullough, senior writer for CNetNews.com. He's with us from the studios of member station KALW in San Francisco. Nice to have you back on the program, Declan.
Thanks. My pleasure.
If the fix was out there, how could these worms do so much damage?
Well, it's a simple reason, and that's not everyone actually uses the fix for two reasons. The first is that people might just click "Remind me later" when these little windows pop up on their screens. Another one is that some for larger companies that have a lot of computers, sometimes installing the fixes can cause some side effects, and so they want to maybe spend a few days researching this to make sure it's going to be okay. In this case, a few days is too long.
And some people saying, well, I don't use Windows 2000. This is not a problem for me.
It's true. This worm only affected Windows 2000 computers. It didn't affect Windows XP computers or Macintosh computers running OS X and so on. But still, there are a lot of Windows 2000 computers out there. One survey said that almost half of businesses that run Windows use Windows 2000.
And if you didn't use it, but you were linked to a computer that did, you're still vulnerable.
You can be. There also are some vulnerabilities for XP, but those can't be exploited. That is, you can't be attacked over the network.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I understand it, there are three competing worms out there.
That's right. This isn't surprising. This has happened before, but this is one of the cases that illustrates it very well. And that's people who take over called. Bot owners or people who control bot networks, a bot being short for robot, like to take over hundreds or thousands of computers and use them to send spam, use them to send so-called phishing attacks, asking you to type in a credit card number, that kind of thing. And so the more computers they have to control this, the more junk they can send out. And so the way you take over computers is by exploiting security holes. And the worms are automated programs that go out there and try to find the security holes and turn these computers into sort of zombie bots.
And somebody said this is bot wars. In some respects, these worms attack each other.
Oh, that's right. It's almost as if a parasite might kill off rivals to keep its host alive and healthy, more or less. It's the same way. If one bot program, one worm, finds the computer infected with another and can sidle into the computer, eliminate its rival, and then take over, that's what they try to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've talked about this in terms of, guys who, take over these computers to send out spam and that sort of thing, but this sounds more like guys competing against each other.
It is. The problem is that nobody really knows who's behind the latest attack. I mean, it could be a bunch of your stereotypical teenagers in basement somewhere across the country, or it could be, and this is where more folks are eyeing nowadays, hacker gangs in Eastern Europe, in Russia, and so on, that are doing this for profit by sending out spam.
It's also significant, again, I'm probably not the brightest person in the world on this point, but this doesn't come through an email or an attachment.
That's right. It doesn't matter whether your computer is running an email program or whether you're clicking on websites. It can just be hooked up to the internet, and that's the dangerous thing. Let me give you an analogy. It's almost like you have worms out there acting as burglars. I mean, first they're going to try jimmying the door, and then they're going to try picking the front door lock, and then the burglars find out that there's a new vulnerability. Patio doors, a certain brand of patio door is vulnerable, and so then they'll try to sneak in through the patio doors. And in this case, Windows 2000 had that vulnerability. And so again, it's just connecting your computer to the network without using a firewall, without using some sort of a router at home, without taking the proper precautions, that leaves you vulnerable just by having it plugged in.
And do these worms tend to attack individuals' computers or, well, we heard ABC News, Caterpillar, a lot of companies?
Right. The worms are indiscriminate. They'll attack. Or at least this worm appears to be indiscriminate. It doesn't appear that it was targeting news organizations. What happens is that it's going after a Windows 2000 computer, and most home users are using Windows XP. And so the stories that we're hearing come out in the last day and also today are businesses, because they're the ones using Windows 2000. Mm-hmm. But home users are equally at risk. The next worm that exploits a vulnerability could be targeting Windows XP.
And I know that variants of these worms have also begun to be developed today after these first came out earlier in the week. How big a deal is this turning out to be?
This is sort of an intermediate level threat. In other words, it's not like it's really trashed the internet, clogged it, slowed it down terribly, thrown millions of computers offline. But a lot of people are using Windows 2000, and a lot of people have not patched their networks. Here's one way that a company can be infected. Let's say it has all these firewalls, and it has all these sort of very tough border security around the external layer of the network. But then someone using a laptop, an employee of the company, goes outside, logs in on a wireless hotspot at a coffee shop. They're infected just by the act of connecting via a wireless network, and then they bring their computer back inside the firewall, and so and pretty much the defenses are down, and that computer then can infect others, and it spreads inside.
Declan McCullough, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Declan McCullough, senior writer for CNetNews.com, and he joined us from the studios of KALW in San Francisco. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.